Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
I know we like to think otherwise. Oh yeah, you know, I did something right here in the spirit, so I'm disciplined in the natural. No, it's not. Because see, what's in your heart is manifesting throughout your whole being. It's manifesting. They say you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears in the Word of God. If I'm looking at your natural fruit, I know what it's planted in. I know what's planted in your heart if I'm looking at your natural fruit. And if you're not manifesting the right fruit, then don't pretend like you got it planted somewhere else. It's not going to happen. Now, the purpose that motivates the world to stay disciplined is what we need to understand. We need to understand if you don't have a purpose in something, it's hard to do it, isn't it? You know, you're trying to... I'm trying to do the word. I'm trying to do the will of God. I'm trying to study. But pastor, it's just so hard. I hear people say, I can't seem to do it. I don't know how to make it out. They don't see the purpose in discipline. But the title of today's message is Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness. Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness. I believe that if we can see the end result to us being disciplined each step of the day, each day after day, week after week, month after month, I believe if we can just see the purpose in it, godliness, will have more motivation, because the world is looking out at that beautiful body. They're looking out at whatever. They're looking at big houses, big cars, whatever. And they're paying the price to discipline themselves because they're looking at the end result. Jesus, it even says, they said Hebrews 12, it talks about Jesus, have your eyes upon Jesus, looking upon him, the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured the pain, the shame, the suffering for the cross that was set before, blessing that was set before him, the crown of life that the Father would give him. Even Jesus, how did he endure all that stuff? He kept his eyes fixed on the prize. Oh, I got to go work out today. Well, keep your eye on the prize. If I work out, I'm going to look like that. Look at that person. Now. Oh, I can be fit like that. Oh, look at this person. I can be healthy like that. Oh, no, you got to be disciplined. You got to open your Bibles to Luke 6:40. The purpose for discipline should be godliness. We should be disciplined for the purpose of being godly. Let's look at Luke 6:40. Luke 6:40 reads as follows. The disciple is not above his master or his teacher or his trainer or his instructor, but everyone that is perfect shall be as the master. Think about anything, just naturally speaking. If you have you're taking a karate class and your master is teaching you, well, he knows more than you do. That's why he's teaching you right now. But then what's going to happen is if you're a good student, you will be like him. You'll have attained his skills. Now, let's take this spiritually. If Jesus is our master, and we're a good student, we are trained in and receiving instruction in and self-controlling ourselves. In other words, we're disciplined in the things of Christ. We will be like our master. If we're not like our master, conversely speaking, if we're not like our master, then we must not be following the training of our master. We must not be disciplined individuals. We should be growing each year and each month closer to relationship in God. But the key to growth is discipline. And so many times we want, if I come to enough services, it's going to happen. If I just go to church every day this year, it's going to happen. No, it's not that. You have to do the things that need to be done. You have to go home and study. You have to exercise yourself in the training and the instruction of the discipline. And that requires self-control. Oh, self-control. If we could get a hold of that, because a lot of us are lacking certain things, and anybody in the world is lacking things that they're desiring, have great desire, but they're lacking it because they can't control themselves to pay the price it takes to achieve it. People want what a college degree gets, but they don't want to study. So they just say, well, I want it, but I'm going to let it go. Just, and the only thing keeping them from it is discipline enough to read it. You know, nothing's wrong with your brain. Your mind's as good as anybody else's. But sometimes you don't want to do it. Reminds me of a story. I was reading an article once. This man was praying, and he was praying, oh, God, you know, God, you know, I want to be able to do things and, you know, I want you to bless me here and to bless you that. And he's expecting God, Lord, tell me, reveal to me, says to the footsteps of the righteous man or the Lord, speak to me, God, and tell me what it is I need to do. And God gave him great revelation. He said, you're lazy. You're lazy. That's why you're not getting whatever you're believing for. The Lord said to him, because you are lazy. Now, you know, I'm sure he took that and he said, well, that's for somebody else. I'll go to church and I'll see this is for Sister So-and-so over here. The Lord told me to tell you, you're lazy, you know. And like I heard one minister say, that's personal prophecy 2000 that you missed. It was for you. And a lot of times that lack of discipline is what's stealing our victory in God.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
I want you to bless me here and to bless you that. And he's expecting God, Lord, tell me, reveal to me, says to the footsteps of the righteous man or the Lord, speak to me, God, and tell me what it is I need to do. And God gave him great revelation. He said, you're lazy. You're lazy. That's why you're not getting whatever you're believing for. The Lord said to him, because you are lazy. Now, you know, I'm sure he took that and he said, well, that's for somebody else. I'll go to church and I'll see this is for Sister So-and-so over here. The Lord told me to tell you, you're lazy, you know. And like I heard one minister say, that's personal prophecy 2000 that you missed. It was for you. And a lot of times that lack of discipline is what's stealing our victory in God. It doesn't help to confess your victories in Christ, because see, a lot of people think we're lying when we teach that you have victory in Christ. We're not lying. They're just not doing what it takes to have it. But you have it. Positionally, you are seated with God in heaven. Positionally, you're blessed of the Lord. But temporally, you're based on your discipline. If you're undisciplined, you would not have it. I don't care how much you say or how much people pray for you. I mean, I'm never going to have that kind of thing. I went to one place and they talk about they're going to pray for people, the money will come unto them. They're going to lay hands on them and pray for them. Can't lay hands on somebody for money come unto them. Give them a word from the Lord. Budget. Money cometh unto them that budget. I can always throw away more than God can give me. I learned that a long time ago. So if I don't start the budget, I will not accumulate wealth. God says he gives the ability to get wealth in Deuteronomy. The Lord gives the ability. If he gave you the ability, how come we don't have it? Because we're not walking in discipline. No budget. Don't know what's going in. Don't know what's going out. Just, you know, I got checks left. There's got to be money in the bank. Just going. Got two boxes. Let me buy more boxes of checks and I got more money in the bank. Yeah. Undisciplined. Now, look, it said the disciple is not above his master. Now, speaking about discipline, the very word disciple, I looked that word up in the Greek and it's mateo, which means to become a pupil of a discipline. Like you can say, well, you know, somebody might ask if you go to one of the Ivy League colleges, they speak like this. What discipline are you studying? Well, I'm studying English. I'm majoring in English. That's what they mean. What discipline are you studying? Well, I'm studying science. The discipline is what are you being trained and instructed in? And then the person who is disciplined in something is called a disciple or a disciplined one. The fact that you say you're a disciple of Christ means you ought to be disciplined. Or you ought to say, I'm not a disciple of Christ. I'm not interested in being a disciple of Christ. Other than that, if you say you're a disciple, you have to be disciplined. There's not a choice to it because a disciple is a disciplined one. It goes on and describes to become a pupil of a discipline or to be a disciplined one. Jesus' disciples were disciplined in his instruction. They exercised control over themselves so that Christ could live in them and they could be like him. Remember, they said, if you follow the master's instruction and discipline, if you're a disciple, you'll be like the master. Now, let's look at Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. This is Apostle Paul speaking. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. That goes back to what he said in Romans, where I buried with Christ and then risen to newness of life. But not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Remember what we said about if you're trained and disciplined, Jesus' disciples were disciplined in his instruction. They exercised control over themselves so that Christ could live in them and they be like him. Then Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. He's talking about being alive in the natural. He didn't mean fleshly behavior. He's talking about just being alive in the body. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It takes discipline to give yourself to Christ, because so many people got, you ask them, yo, you know, did you give your life to the Lord? Yeah, I went down back in 1942. And I gave my life to the Lord. And you still don't see them looking like the master, acting like the master, being like the master. And you wonder, are you sure you gave it to him? You sure you gave your life to him? Because if you give something to somebody, it's no longer yours. That's what Paul's trying to say. Not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I was crucified with him and I live. But no, not me that live. He lives because I'm awake. It goes back to Romans 12:1-2. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. People talk about, I'm willing to die for Jesus. He don't want you to die for him. He did enough dying for everybody. He wants you to live for him. And that's harder. It's easy to go be martyred for God. You go preach somewhere and somebody cut your head off. That's easy. The hard part is living for him. And he said, I don't need no dead people. I died enough for everybody. I need you to give your life a living sacrifice. Sacrifice your what you want to do in your flesh, the things you want to do. If your body says stay in the bed and you want to be a living sacrifice, that says we're going to church. Are you a living sacrifice? Are you alive and still sacrificing? Not the blood of bulls and goats. He's not interested in that anymore. He wants something much deeper. He don't want the life of a bull and a goat. He's hidden home now. He wants you. He wants your mind. He wants your abilities. He wants your talents. He wants your presence in his house. He wants to fill you with his word. Then he wants to send you out to a world to be them that turn the world upside down. He wants you to continue his work. He said, my life was cut short because I had to do something for all you all. But I went and did that. Now I want you to give your life to me so that I can finish my work, so that I can multiply my efforts through disciples or disciplined ones. The plan of God cannot be accomplished in the earth with an undisciplined church. It cannot be accomplished.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther.